In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the memory of St. Gregory Palamas, who defended the Orthodox spiritual tradition against Latin-minded scholastics. And this is often spoken of as a second triumph of Orthodoxy. The Triumph of Orthodoxy Sunday was last Sunday, but this is a sort of a second rendition of that. But history is not just something that happened a long time ago. We are living through history, and history didn't stop with that triumph. There are always new challenges. There are always new attacks on the church. Today we also celebrate the Synaxis of the Saints of the Kiev Caves Lavra, which was established by Saint Anthony of the Caves, who had been a monk on Mount Athos and returned to Kiev and founded this monastery in about the year 1051. The community he founded became a spiritual center of the church and was a stronghold of the same spiritual tradition that St. Gregory Palamas defended. 100 years ago, the Soviets closed the Kiev Caves and turned it into a cultural museum as well as a museum of atheism, in which the relics of the saints were put on display as anthropological artifacts. Just this last month, the Ukrainian government has marked the 100th anniversary of this desecration of the Kiev Caves by repeating it. The last two churches that were in the hands of the canonical church were seized, and now they only have the Church of St. Agapit, which is actually located outside of the walls of the Lavra. The monks who have been living there for the time being continue to live there, but their future is very uncertain. After the Soviets desecrated the Lavra in 1926, monks continued to live on the grounds up until sometime in the early 30s, when most of them were taken out and shot. The rest were put in prison. The monastery has been turned into a museum again, and we've seen reports, along with picture and video, of relics being left outside in the sun by these atheists that the government of Ukraine has put in charge of the Lavra. They've had the relics of the saints examined by veterinarians, if you can believe that. They have dances and rock concerts and orchestral performances that are being conducted in the churches of the Lavra. And though churches were packed with pilgrims while the Lavra was in the hands of a legitimate church, when the pseudo-metropolitan Epiphany, as I like to call him, because he's a layman parading himself as if he was a bishop. He's not been ordained by anybody who had the right to do so. Only a handful of people are there when he serves, and most of them are actually bussed in from the outside. So you're not seeing the usual faithful going to these churches, and that's because the faithful know that this is not a real church. This is a fake church. To say that the United States government is complicit in all of this would be to grossly underestimate the role that it's played, because our government didn't just turn a blind eye to this, it was the primary instigator of the policy. It was the one that pushed for the schismatic church to be established in the first place by bribery and its influence on various local Orthodox churches via their government. It's still not recognized by most of the Orthodox Church, thankfully, but it has been recognized by a handful of local churches that have been pressured into it. God will judge each and every one of us at the final judgment, but God judges nations in history, and our nation will be judged for this. We need to pray that we will soon see a new triumph of Orthodoxy when the Lavra is again in the hands of the church. And we also need to let our government officials that we elect and ostensibly are supposed to represent our will, we should let them know that we don't appreciate them allowing this to happen or actually making it happen, but we're certainly allowing it. And I could go into great detail about why I would say the government came up with the idea. I mean, there's just too much evidence of this. But at the very least, even if you dismiss all of that, you'd have to say they're still allowing it, a government that we've largely funded and continue to arm. And we need to also pray that God will have mercy on our nation and what our leaders have done. Amen.